reaction to Coach naming you the starter again this coming Sunday?
I'm excited, you know. I get to go out and play football again. So, you know, I'm obviously very, very excited, you know, ready to go, ready to have a good week of preparation and ready to go out and on a big stage, you know, against a divisional opponent. So I couldn't be more excited.
What does
did you
mean
think
to you?
You'd get the nod? Did you think it would happen?
You know, I wasn't sure. You know, like I told you guys, you know, I'm trying to keep the same mindset, you know, no matter what. But, you know, at least I know pretty early, you know, so I get a week to prepare and get ready to go Sunday.
What's it mean to you that you're the starter, even though Matt's healthy? This is not a health situation. This is a performance situation.
I mean, it's you know, either way, you know, I wouldn't say I feel any different, you know, this week than last week. You know, I'm still, you know, I know I'm going to go out there and start the game and play this week. And I knew the same thing last week. So, you know, nothing changes for me. Obviously, I need to improve and get better in a lot of things. And, you know, I think my film study can get better. You know, I think there's ways I can learn and be more effective watching film and getting prepared. So with all that being said, you know, I'm gonna go out and do my best every day this week and get ready to go Sunday.
In terms of confidence and preparation, how much does it help knowing going into the bye week? So basically, you know, you get 10 days or so to prepare for your next start.
It was good. You know, it was good to be able to rest and reload a little bit and, you know, still having the mindset of you know, being ready to go, you know, really, you know, resting my body but keeping my mind sharp and continuing to watch film and you know, so it was good. You know, it was good to have a bye week, kind of let everybody, like I said, reload and get ready to go again. You know, kind of recharge, fill up, and get ready to go.
It's your first game at Arrowhead, rough place to play. You came out. What's it gonna be like to run out and Reliant with all the fans, Houston fans? You gotta imagine it's gonna be kind of crazy. Huh?
I imagine I'll have a few more goosebumps than I did last week. You know, obviously it was a very, very cool atmosphere last week. You know, but to play in Houston, to play at Reliant, I know this atmosphere, I know what it's like, and I know Sunday night, you know, it's going to be very special, and I'm really excited to play in Houston.
Case, how is Matt? You know, it's one of those unique things about athletics is you become friends with someone, you're competing against them, and all of a sudden you may take their job. How's he been with you? I know he'll help you as much as he can.
Yeah, no, it's. I feel like we got the best quarterback room in the country, and those guys have been nothing but supportive. You know, we all have for each other. I think we're all rooting for each other, and we're all trying to make each other better. So, both of those guys, Matt especially, since I got here, you know, I mean, since I got the call from the Texans after the draft, you know, one of the next phone calls I got was from Matt. So, you know, from the very get go, he's been an incredible guy on and off the field to me. So, you know, I owe him a lot, you know, of what I've learned over the last few years.
What have you taken most from that in the time that you guys have been teammates?
You know, I don't know if I could put it on just one thing. You know, I watch a lot that he does, so maybe not stuff that he explains or tells, you know, shares with the room as far as what he's thinking on certain plays or certain defenses, what he takes away. You know, more so, you know, how he interacts with, you know, teammates on and off the field, just the type of leader he is. So I've learned a lot with, you know, not even really him telling me.
What does it mean to you, some of these guys? Been in the league quite a while, and they got fired up last Sunday with you being on the field. They were very supportive, defense, offense, everybody supportive. How much does that mean?
That means a lot. You know, I think everybody should have everybody's back, and you know, to have guys like that, you know, especially guys in this locker room that have been in here a long time, you know, be there for me and just some of the blocks. I don't know if you saw there was a block by Dwayne, a little play pass that we ran. And, you know, he blocked his guy. Actually, you know, usually the tackle blocks it, you know, kind of past the quarterback, but he actually went all the way around back to in front of me on the other side. Pretty incredible block. And just to see guys like that have my back, you know, play in and play out is pretty cool.
Penn State was saying you're kind of a natural-born leader. Is that something where, I mean, you kind of file that away and you just put that on your shoulders and that's part of your charisma on the field?
Yeah, you know, I try to lead by example. You know, I think a quarterback is naturally everybody's going to look to the quarterback. So, you know, I try to do the right thing on and off the field. I try to be the same person all the time, be very consistent, you know, and I try to be what the team needs me, you know, whatever that is. And so I want to fill that role and do whatever I can to make this team the best possible team that it can be.
You have a lot of requests for tickets?
Yes, it has begun, yeah.
How many so far?
More than I can get.
With the bye week, and obviously, I mean, Houston and family, so you knew this going in. Did you have to kind of swear everybody to secrecy, or did you not tell anybody, or how did you kind of handle it?
Yeah, I had to swear some people to secrecy, and a few more, you know, maybe not tell some people that maybe I knew weren't going to be able to keep it a secret, but, you know, I told most of my family.
When did you find out again?
It was last week.
Said afterwards, you had made some mistakes in the fourth quarter there. You saw blitzes. You knew there was people running. What did you? Have you gone over that now? And you picked up.
Yeah, I've gone over it a couple times. You know, and it's something that you know, in the heat of the moment when the bullets are flying, it happens really fast. And you know, something that took some time, a couple of days actually, to just to you know review protections and you know, especially those protections and. Just kind of make sure that things slow down on the field, that I follow the process of when I come to the line of, you know, seeing protection, know where my hots are, know where my hot receivers are, and, you know, then going through my reads.
Because you face much more duress than what those guys are bringing on you.
Yeah, well, I imagine we're going to see it again. You know, obviously they were successful in what they did, and, you know, so correcting mistakes I think is a big thing. Especially in this league, you know, you put it on film and people see it. So being ready for that next time is going to be big time.